There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, it's showtime.
Yeah, welcome along to the show. We are live from Index this afternoon at the Trade Centre. And Index, if you don't know it, is all about interior design. Everything from furniture to bathrooms to kitchens to parasols to gardening in the city this year, Mark.
It's a whole bunch of things, isn't it? Now, tickets for this are 210 dirhams. And for that, you'll get access to the exhibition and also the many talks that are going on as well.
Yeah, there's tons of talks this year from key people in the design industry. If you're interested, one of them is Martha Thorne. She's the Dean at IE School of Architecture and Design, which in Madrid in Spain. And she's also one of the judges for the Pritzker Prize. Now, this is an award given out each year to honour a living architect or architects whose built work demonstrates combination of those qualities of talent, vision and commitment, which has produced consistent and significant contributions to humanity and the built environment through the art of architecture. And it's a tricky thing, but it really does do that, doesn't it?
It does. Now, earlier this month, it went to the laureate, Balkh Risha Doshi, the first Indian architect to receive architecture's highest honour.
And here is Martha last year giving a really interesting talk where she discussed something called starkitecture. You know when architects become famous?
Starkitecture is negative because it obscures the real purpose of architecture. It often becomes a brand or a symbol of money or political power. It is used as a vehicle for others to make money or to gain votes. The real purpose and challenge of architecture, in my mind, is to create safe, comfortable, useful, beautiful buildings that are an expression of the best of our time and place. It is to research, test, and invent new and better ways of building to respond to our new patterns of behavior, whether they are new ways that we undertake work, shop, or move around the city. Architecture is to help construct cities that are open and democratic. Architects and architecture should be responsible stewards of the environment in our approach to the built environment. If starkitects could make these profound arguments and take strong stands on certain positions, then they would certainly do a service for all. If they could educate clients, whether they are private persons, developers, or governments, that our cities and therefore our future is long-term and a very serious proposition, then starkitects will have undertaken an immense service to us all.
Now, she's going to be a very interesting speaker at Design Talks this week here at Index.
Yeah, I think so, and I hadn't heard that term before. I guess it's big in the industry.
I like it.
Architecture.
I love it, don't
you? Martha Thorne, that is, Dean at IE School of Architecture and Design. She's just one of the 56 speakers at Design Talks this year. Index is open 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. most nights, till Thursday, except for tonight when it's open late. So if you are working late, you can still get here. It's open till 9 o'clock. We are taking you around the world to fill you in on some of those stories that don't make it onto the ARN news, but we think you might want to hear about anyway.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
So we're starting out in Canada today. A French waiter sacked for rudeness has claimed wrongful dismissal on the grounds that he was just being French. Guillaume Ray said that he was dismissed by a Milestones restaurant in Vancouver, Canada, because of his French culture, which tends to be more direct and expressive.
I've been laughing about this story all morning, and I know I shouldn't, but I just can't help it. I'm not rude, I'm French. The restaurant acknowledged that he was good at his job, but his colleagues had complained about his attitude. One, they said, was driven to tears when she was reprimanded by him. That happens to me with Mark. When you tell me off, I sometimes cry.
No, you don't. I've never seen you cry.
Very harsh. Very harsh.
You must cry when you get home. Then he had been warned several times about his behaviour, but denied that he was disagreeable.
I am disagreeing that I am disagreeable. I love that. He said a manager had told him that he might seem aggressive because of his culture. Now, this is just so off the mark, isn't it? The restaurant say he was let go, not for his attitude to customers, but for the aggressive tone and nature of his relationship with colleagues. You do have to do your best to get on with the people that you work with, don't you?
Of course you do. You know, we're all in the same kind of office. And, yeah, we just got to, you know, somebody annoys you, perhaps just turn a blind eye. He said colleagues misunderstood his direct and honest and professional French personality.
I have been to France quite a lot of times, and I do not find French people rude.
Maybe the Canadian French are different, but Canadians are supposed to be the nicest people in the world.
And we know they are because we have James Pikeaway on our show.
Who's nicer than the nicest nice, I'll tell you.
There are no nasty Canadians out there. So that is what's happening in Canada. And meanwhile, in France, tourist authorities have been trying to improve waiters' manners, with the result that some have adopted American-inspired habits, this is awful, such as interrupting diners to ask, how are we all doing? Oh, I hate that.
We're actually heading to France for this next story, and you've all heard this famous line before.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Do you remember that, Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm crying.
One of my favourite films of all time. I know, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
You had me at hello actually is you had me at bonjour today for the purposes of this discussion. Yep. It's got some science behind it now.
Yeah, the first systematic study of this phenomenon suggests that the best way to dominate a new acquaintance is to greet them with a falling pitch.
A falling pitch. So, hello.
You go down at the end. Hello.
If you want to inspire trust, on the other hand, you'd be better off ending on a sharply rising note.
This is interesting,
isn't it? Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, go up a bit. Yeah. Jean-Julien Acquitier, who's a speech researcher at the French National Centre for Scientific Research in Paris, says that humans had very early on evolved a social code so that we can swiftly tell potential friends from potential enemies from their manner of speaking.
Yeah, so up to now, though, we hadn't really understood the science behind it. Big questions do still remain unanswered after this study. Are the patterns the same in different languages? They don't know. Does it happen the same in English as it does in French? How much does the code vary from one person to another? And is there a rule for men and another rule for women?
Now, in 1871, Charles Darwin argued that all languages of the world might have their origins in sort of singing through with our ape-like ancestors gave voice to their emotions. Nearly 150 years later, Darwin's successors are still looking for signs that this universal music, known as prosody, might linger in the way that we speak.
Heard of prosody before?
No, that's first time for me.
Dr. Couturier and his colleagues invented a new technique that allows them to construct the perfect bonjour by playing hundreds of different inflections of the word to dozens of different listeners. And the scientists devised a computer program. It's called Cleese. I don't think it's named after Mr. Cleese from Fawlty Towers.
John, yeah.
To alter the words and make thousands of various pitch, which they asked more than 40 people to rate. Sound like a lot, 40.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. They showed that regardless of whether the voice was male or female, and regardless of whether it was saying bonjour or another word, such as vessé or j'aime or vraiment.
Your French accent today is wonderful.
I know, I'm getting good at this, aren't I? The patterns we associate with dominance or trustworthiness were still the same.
So we would say it's worth doing until we hear otherwise. Remember that when you meet new people today, especially depending on the meeting, best way to dominate a new acquaintance is to greet them with a falling pitch. But if you want them to trust you, you need to end off on a sharp rising note.
It's good to know.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.